Those in attendance expressed both anger and worry over New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposed 6% across-the-board budget cut to the State Office of People with Developmental Disabilities, a cut that amounts to $120 million for the state. The funding cut is part of 30-day amendments to the governor's proposed 2013-2014 budget.
If you had one message to send to the governor, what would you tell him?
Care, think about the mentally disabled people, and not just the normal-minded people. Have a heart that's almost as big as your brains are.
That's James Cornette, who was there with his identical twin brother, John, and their mother, Kathy. And the woman who asked him the question is Michelle Hathaway. She works at Poughkeepsie-based Greystone Programs and plans to compile the video interviews onto a DVD to be mailed to Albany.
We've got our letters, and we've got people calling, and now we can actually have the elected officials put a face with our messages.
Kathy Cornette says that as a single mother of two sons, both with mild autism, the three agencies that provide services for her 24-year-olds, along with a work program, are important.
The quality of the boy's life is very much at risk. They graduated from high school in 2009, and they went into the Dayhab program at Dutchess ARC. And through that program, they have been able to obtain job support, job coaching, which has given them job opportunities in the city of Poughkeepsie. They also have transportation into their jobs, and me being a single parent, couldn't get them to work and also work myself.
Ellen Cordero is the president of the Kingston-based Hudson Valley Autism Society, which services seven counties.
I am also a mom with a son with autism, moderately affected, and I don't want his services to end. I don't want the staff that takes care of his daily needs to lose their jobs. They are helping him where nobody else can, where even I as a parent cannot help them.
So what would happen with your son if the program were cut?
If the program was cut, I would think that he would probably have to go into some institution.
Instead of living at home?
Instead of living at home. Instead of me being able to take care of the child that I brought into this world.
Catherine Doyle is the CEO of Greystone Programs and explains the purpose of the Family Forum.
The main purpose is to bring families and individuals out who are living with developmental disabilities like autism or neurological impairments or cerebral palsy or intellectual disabilities. Bring them out and let them hear the facts straight from us and then get them mobilized. We only have 2 weeks, 26 days, before the budget apparently will be enacted.
The state Senate and Assembly aim to pass a budget by March 21st. The mobilization Doyle mentions includes signing form letters to state legislators, calling them, email blasts, and social media campaigns. Five agencies in Dutchess have come together in solidarity to rally against the proposed cut. Along with Greystone and New Horizons are Abilities First, Cardinal Hayes Home for Children, and Dutchess ARC. Karen O'Brien Edwards is the Community Services Coordinator at Greystone.
These cuts would mean for me probably a loss of a job, but more importantly, the loss of services for 24 children that attend an after-school program, 15 kids that attend a Saturday respite program, and potentially up to 50-plus individuals that receive at-home community habilitation services. That's a program where we're teaching individuals to be as independent as possible living at home. So, in fact, we are saving the state a lot of money.
Hudson Valley state lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have voiced opposition to the cut. Republican State Senator Greg Ball is holding a press conference Friday in Westchester County to speak out against the cut and how such a cut would affect service providers in Westchester and Putnam counties. State Senator Cecilia Kacik and Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara, both Democrats, are joining Friday with people with disabilities, their parents, and advocates at Schenectady ARC to fight against the cut. The proposed 6% cut stems from the state's attempt to close a $500 million Medicaid gap in the budget and, if approved, would be effective April 1st. Agencies across the Hudson Valley are facing cuts ranging from about $800,000 to more than $2 million. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.